So let's review. The previous Mishnah stated, Nechasim she'en l'machrayis, niknim im nechasim she'esh l'machrayis. Metatlin can be acquired together with karka, in that if the meicher sold both karka and metatlin, and the lekech acquired the karka through one of the three kinyanim, he automatically acquires the metatlin, and this is also known as kinyan agav. And the Gemara asked, Ibailahu, be'inan tziburim oiloi? Is kinyan agav accomplished only if the metatlin were situated on the actual karka, or even if the metatlin are not on the actual karka? The Gemara now attempts to prove in the following incident. While traveling on a ship, Rabbi Gamliel realized that he had not separated Maisa from his fruits at home. He declared, the Maisa region that I will eventually separate is given to Rabbi Yeshua, a Levi, and the karka beneath the fruit is rented to him. And the Maisa only that I will separate is given to the poor people through Rabbi Kiva, the Gabbai, and the karka is rented to him. And as Rashi says, Niskablu schar zemizeh. Both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva paid Rabbi Gamliel for the rental of the karka, and thereby also acquired the Maisa fruit through Kinyan Agav. The Gemara says, Shema mino b'inan tziburim ba. This proves that the metatlin need to be situated on the karka, since Rabbi Gamliel rented them the karka beneath the fruits. The Gemara answers, Shani hasam kihecha d'loy litrachinu. Perhaps he rented them this karka only to spare them the task of transferring the fruits out of his property. However, Kinyan Agav would have been accomplished even with other karka as well. However, the Gemara does prove from this incident that Sada b'mechur matatlin b'matana. Kinyan Agav is accomplished even if the karka and matatlin are given in two different ways, such as the karka for sale and the matatlin as a gift, as Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Kiva acquire the karka as a rental and the meiser as a gift. The Gemara also attempts to prove from this incident Sada le'echad u'matatlin le'achar. Kinyan Agav is accomplished even if the karka and matatlin go to different recipients. If the seller told someone to acquire the karka for yourself and with the matatlin for someone else, as we see that Rabbi Kiva acquired the karka for himself and the meiser only for that name. The Gemara, however, says that this is not necessarily so, because my musker la meiser. Perhaps Rabbi Kiva also acquired the karka for that name, or Shani Rabbi Kiva the Yaraniim haba. Rabbi Kiva was a gabai and therefore considered as the Aniim's agent. The Gemara continues and proves lebi inan tziburin from the third of the following halachas. Toshima damar Rava by Yitzchok amar Rav shnei shtar isen. There are two cases of a shtar ra'aya, proof of purchase. Zachu basada zula pleini, v'kisvu lo yas hashtar. If a person instructs someone, acquire this field for so-and-so, and write him a shtar ra'aya for the field. Chayz b'shtar, v'in l'chayz basada. The donor can retract from the shtar before the recipient receives it, but cannot retract from the field, because the recipient immediately acquires the field. However, if he said, I'm a nashtar tichtibu lo yas hashtar, chayz b'mishtar b'masada. If he stipulated acquire this field for so-and-so on the condition that you write him a shtar, he may retract from both the shtar and the sale, because the recipient does not acquire the field until he gets the shtar. And Rav Huna adds a third case. If the donor wrote the shtar before the field was acquired by the recipient, when the recipient acquires the field, he also acquires the shtar wherever it may be through Kinyan Agav. The Gemara continues, is Kinyan Agav accomplished only if the seller specified to acquire both the karka and the metatlin via the karka? Or Kinyan Agav is accomplished even if the seller did not so specify? The Gemara concludes, Agav v'kani b'inan. The seller does need to specify Kinyan Agav. The Gemara concludes with another halach of Kinyan Agav. Amar Rava, Leishana ela shenasin demei kulan, aval loynasin demei kulan, loykana ela kenegim ma'isav. Kinyan Agav acquires all the metatlin only if he paid for all the metatlin. But if he only paid partially, Kinyan Agav acquires only the metatlin that were paid for. And the Gemara supports Rava's ruling from Abraisa. The previous Mishnah concluded with the halacha of Gilgal Shvuah. Once a person is obligated to give a shvuah about one issue, he can be asked to give a shvuah about another issue for which, in and of itself, he would not be obligated in the shvuah. Therefore, nechasim she'en l'machrayis, zoykikin es nechasim she'esh l'machrayis l'shavalein. A shvuah obligation for metatlin extends a shvuah obligation also to karka that is generally not obligated in the shvuah, and that if the teveah claimant presents a claim for both metatlin and karka, the nitva must make a shvuah for both, even the karka. Ula explains, minayin l'gilgul shvuah min ha'teira. The Torah's source for Gilgul Shvuah is in the parasha of Saita, a straying woman. The halacha is that a woman is considered a Saita after Kinyan Istira. If her husband warned her not to be secluded with another man, and there are witnesses that they were secluded, she's brought to Beis Din, where she must attest under oath that she did not transgress the Isser Eishes Ish, and she then drinks the Maaseit, as the Pasuk states, Vishbi'a Kohen Nasi Isha, Lamra Isha Amen Amen. After Kohen states the Shavua, the Seita repeats the word Amen twice. The Mishnah Masechta, the Seita elaborates, Amahi Omeres Amen Amen. Amen Shalei Satisi Arusa V'Nesua V'Shemeres Yavim V'Kenusa. She attests that she did not transgress while on Arusa, having received Kedushin, or while married, or waiting Yibum, or following Yibum. The Gemara asks, Hai Arusa Hechadami, Ilem Edekani Lo Keshi Arusa, V'Kam Mashki Lo Keshi Arusa. It cannot be referring to a case where she was warned while in Arusa, and brought to drink Meiseita while still in Arusa, because V'Atanan Arusa V'Shemeres Yavim Lei Shaisis. The Mishnah clearly says that an Arusa does not drink Meiseita. The Kani La Keshi Arusa V'Nistur Keshi Arusa V'Kam Mashki La Keshi Nesua. It also cannot be referring to a case where she was warned and secluded while in Arusa and brought to drink after marriage, because Mi Batki Lamaya. In such a case, the warders would not be effective, because of a Niko Ha'ish Mi Oven Amar Achmana. B'Zman She'ish Menukam Mi Oven Mayim Boitkin Es Ishtai. In Ish Menukam Mi Oven Inam Mayim Boitkin Es Ishtai. The Mei Seita are effective only if the husband is free of sin, but will not be effective if he transgressed an Isser by performing Biyah with her after the Stira. Therefore we must say, Ali de Gilgal, as Rashi explains, Shekinu lo kashi nesua v'nistra. She was warned only after she became a nesua, and she became obligated in the Shvua for that kin of Stira. Magalgal aleha Shvua ala Eirisin, afa pish lo hayruin l'shvua b'fnei atzman. The Kohen also administers a second Shvua for when she was in Arusa, even though an Arusa alone is not obligated in a Shvua. And this is the source for Gilgal Shvua min HaTorah. This discussion continues in the next daf.